During the period of German occupation, the village of Waniewo was located in the Sokoły district of the Białystok Commissariat, currently Sokoły municipality of the Wysokie Mazowieckie district. One of the farms here was run by Władysława and Stanisław Krysiewicz, who were raising five small children. They were a poor family already before the Second World War, and their material condition was affected by the period of Soviet occupation of the Polish eastern borderlands. The situation proved equally difficult after June 1941, when Waniewo became part of the Białystok district, incorporated by the Germans into the German Reich. We do not know what the Krysiewicz family's pre-war contacts with their Jewish neighbors were like. It is also unclear how they were affected by the realities of occupation. However, the couple witnessed German extermination activities against the Jews. They were certainly frequent visitors to Sokoły, where the Germans established a ghetto in the summer of 1941, in which more than 900 people, men, women and children, were imprisoned. The ghetto in Sokoły was liquidated by the Germans on November 2, 1942. Some of its inhabitants were shot in an execution, and most were taken to the ghetto in Białystok, from where they were soon deported to the German extermination camp in Treblinka, where they lost their lives. It is possible that already before the liquidation of the district, or soon after, a group of fugitives, about 10 people, arrived at the Krysiewicz farm in Waniewo. Thanks to the post-war research, we know that the group probably consisted of, among others, Lejzor and Benjamin Różanowicz, Sioma Jaskółka, and a woman named Olsza. They all came from Sokoły. Władysław and Stanisław Krysiewicz hid them in a barn under which an underground shelter had been dug. Unfortunately, nothing is known about the reality of the refugees' lives, which must have been extremely difficult, especially in late fall and winter. The couple took on the hardship of passing food and care of those in hiding, keeping information about the strangers on the farm secret, even from their children. After 10 months, however, the German officers from the Tykocin post found out that the Krysiewicz couple were hiding Jews. It is not known who dissolved this knowledge to them. On the night of 7 to 8 of September 1943, the couple's farm was surrounded by Germans. The action was commanded by the commander of the Tykocin post, Max Scheffer. It is likely that Stanisław was captured already in the courtyard, and the gendarmes began beating him in an attempt to force him to indicate the hiding place. In the meantime, the Jews started to run away from the barn, but they were all shot. Stanisław, who had been badly beaten and was lying on the ground, was killed by one of the gendarmes, who shot him in the head. The Germans probably feared that there might be other people in the barn and with weapons. The building was therefore set on fire, as was the haystack next to it. All other fugitives from the Sokoły ghetto lost their lives in the flames. The Krysiewicz house was robbed of its valuable items, and Władysława was taken away by the gendarmes, who went back to Tykocin. A little earlier, the Germans had brought one of the Krysiewicz neighbors to the farmyard, asking him if he would take care of their children, and pointing out that if he refused, they would be shot. Of course, the neighbor agreed to take their children into his home, thus saving their lives. Władysława Krysiewicz was taken into custody of the gendarmerie in Tykocin. 3 days later, the gendarmes led her out of her cell together with a Jewish woman they had captured in the neighborhood. Both women were taken to the Tykocin Jewish cemetery and shot there, resting in a common grave. After some time, one of the relatives took Władysława's body to the Catholic cemetery in Waniewo and buried it there, together with Stanisław's body, which had been resting in a pit near the burned barn. The crime carried out by German gendarmes against Władysława and Stanisław Krysiewicz was a tragedy for their children. Although they survived the occupation period after the war ended, they were sent to an orphanage where they were separated. The two youngest were adopted by a foster family who gave them their surname, which contributed to breaking off contact with the rest of the siblings. The reunion of all of Władysława and Stanisław's children did not take place until many years after the end of the war. On July 25, 1993, the Yad Vashem Institute in Jerusalem posthumously awarded the titles of Righteous Among the Nations to Władysława and Stanisław Krysiewicz, honoring their sacrifice.